I think that in a not too distant future, we will approach the choice of chemotherapy for patients completely differently. We used to think according to risk. So we divide the choice of chemotherapy regimens into the one that is most appropriate for node positive and for node negative. And we are going to move away from that because we are really entering an era in cancer medicine where we are going to see the development of fantastic tools to predict which tumor responds to which drug. And that's probably going to be valid for chemotherapy also.
Do you think we're there right now?
We are not there right now. But when I am, for example, listening here in San Antonio to some of the talks, I realize that this is going fast. Technologies are exploding. And if we, the clinicians, are smart enough to design the right studies so that these technologies will be validated quickly, it's going to change the picture. So, in fact, in the talk I gave here, I tried to explain that instead of having this habit of thinking six positive nodes means dose-dense chemotherapy, I tried to explain that, in fact, it's the profile of the tumor that should be looked at first, and after that, nodes, because nodes is related to risk. And so it's funny, but, you know, maybe a patient who would come to me with a highly endocrine-responsive tumor with maximum receptors, a very low proliferation index, grade 1, I certainly would never give this woman dose-dense chemotherapy. On the contrary, if I see a young patient coming in, she has no positive nodes, but she has this kind of, you know, aggressive tumor that has absolutely no endocrine responsiveness, so no receptors whatsoever, no HER2, very high proliferation, I think I will be tempted to give it.
Does that same concept apply, for example, for using trastuzumab, for example, in lower-risk node-negative patients?
Well, no. And you see, that's reinforcing what I was saying. So when you have a test that tells you that the tumor will have a big chance of responding to a drug that is targeted, you are going to use this drug in node-negative more easily. And in the Herceptin adjuvant studies, especially the HERA trial, because it had 30% of node-negative patients, we saw a degree of benefit from trastuzumab, which was substantial. So the relative risk reduction was the same as in node-positive, but even in absolute terms, it was, you know, a substantial difference, substantial gain. So again, it's indicating that as we become smarter in identifying the drugs that work in particular tumors, we will still consider risk, of course, in the clinical decision-making process, but it will come second. It will come in order to evaluate the trade-offs between efficacy and toxicity, but it will no longer be the first consideration in treatment decision-making.